This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
We're going to talk about inner conflict today from the Gospel of Luke. Have you ever talked about somebody and say, well, you know, he's really conflicted over this issue? Well, we all are conflicted over something. Well, she's really conflicted about this problem in her life. We're all conflicted. Psychologists use the term cognitive dissonance. Cognitive dissonance. It means when we entertain two conflicting ideas at the same time, we believe something, we say something, but we do just the opposite. It's called cognitive dissonance, where there's dissonance in our spirit. The Bible calls it inner conflict. Jesus would call it a kingdom divided against itself that cannot stand. We're going to talk about inner conflict and the strength that Jesus Christ wants to bring to bear, get this, in your life today, not just 2,000 years ago, but today. We're in the Gospel of Luke. We're in the 11th chapter. We're picking it up today at verse 14. Powerful passage. It's a very strong passage where we read this. Jesus was driving out a demon that was mute. In other words, the person manifested the demonic possession by being unable to speak. When the demon left, the man who had been dumb spoke, and the crowd was amazed. But some of them said, by Beelzebub, or by Satan himself, the prince of demons, Jesus is driving out demons. They accused Jesus of casting out demons in the power of Satan. Others tested him by asking for a sign from heaven. Jesus knew their thoughts and said to them, any kingdom divided against itself will be ruined, and a house divided against itself will fall. If Satan is divided against himself, how can his kingdom stand? But if I drive out demons by the finger of God, then the kingdom of God has come to you. Today we're going to talk about the inner conflict in your life and in my life. This is a dramatic story where Jesus, exhibiting power and authority over the demonic, and people actually do something which to me is the worst form of blasphemy. Blasphemy means to speak against someone. It's possible for a husband to blaspheme his wife, just as an aside. I didn't mention that in the first service. Blasphemia in the Greek means to speak against. A wife can blaspheme her husband. A parent can blaspheme a child. A child can blaspheme the parent and speak against them. And to blaspheme the Lord is to speak against him. And the worst form of blasphemy is this, to attribute to Satan something God does. The worst form of blasphemy, in my opinion, is to say Satan did something and to attribute to Satan what Jesus did. And that's what they accused Jesus of. They said, Jesus is casting demons out in the power of Satan. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever attributed false motives to somebody who did a good thing? Well, sure you have. So have I. Somebody did a righteous thing, they did a good thing, and you questioned their motives and said, well, I know why he did that. He did this because of this. She did this because of that. We attribute false motives to people. And usually, you know what it is? When you don't like someone, you will even look for wrong motives for good things. When you don't like a person, you will look for the wrong reasons for somebody to do something that's right and correct and biblical and honest and decent. And these people, I believe, some of these people hated Jesus. And so they accused Jesus of casting a demon out in the power of Satan. And Jesus answered with that famous statement, any house divided against itself cannot stand. That's true in a person's life. A person with dissonance in their spirit can't last very long emotionally because of the conflict in their heart or spirit. A family cannot stand that's divided. A church that's divided against itself cannot stand. A country that's divided against itself cannot stand.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.